Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
That it is, and we are examining some of the most impactful testimony thus far in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. And I want to ask one of my favorite guests here, what has stood out to her the most? Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. She's author of the book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interpreting the Pathway to Violence. So what say you? What's been some of the most damning, impactful things that you've heard?
The Summer Shiflett testimony from Lori's sister, yeah, I thought was just really striking. You know, the woman was just torn up. And again, just like when Lori's son testified, it was so dramatic and his pain was so immense. And in both of those conversations with her son and with Summer, Lori was calm. Mm-hmm. She sounded like they were just, you know, out for a day of having lunch or at the park. And she was perky and pleasant and kept telling Summer she's fine. And absolutely, there's an explanation for all this, but I can't talk about it. And I miss the kids too. And she had this calm little sing-song voice. Mm-hmm. And it was so out of reality. If we ever doubted, is Lori crazy or, you know, just evil here? I think her response to her sister was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that she's so disconnected from the fact that, no, you're incarcerated, right? You are up for murder charges here. This is not fine. And she just didn't seem to be emotionally in a place of reality at all.
That was a very disturbing call. I'd almost, between that and her son's, I didn't know which one was more dramatic. I would say almost Summer's phone call with Lori. And it was creepy. It was utterly creepy and disturbing the way that Lori just kept her demeanor, no matter how upset Summer got.
Exactly.
And I mean, Summer was irate in that phone call, and rightfully so. She's trying to get through to her sister what happened to these kids. And Lori just keeps telling her, it's okay. I have an explanation, but I can't tell you that now. What is going through one's psychotic mind at that moment?
I think
I can't tell you, you know?
Yeah, I think clearly if we needed evidence that Lori's crazy, that was crazy, you know, because she's just out of reality. And even though she wasn't talking about zombies and demons and castings and all these things in that phone call, it was her disconnection from what is really going on here, Lori. This is not okay. These children are dead. And she's not connected. She's just not connected. And I thought Summer's reaction was, Summer was upset, but she's not crazy. You know, she says, there you were dancing on the beach, Lori, you were having a wedding. And, you know, the kids were found buried on Chad's property. And so I found that really telling about Lori's even current state of mental illness, the fact that she can be so disconnected from everything.
It was very bizarre. Some of her comebacks to Summer, including when Summer said, your kids are dead. They're buried in Chad's backyard and you're dancing on the beach. At the moment in time when Lori was dancing on the beach, no one knew where the kids were. There was still a search going on at that moment in time while she was dancing on the beach. But then Lori even recognizes in that phone call that it was months ago. I had to move on. I had to find some sort of happiness. So she recognizes that she knew the kids were dead. Mm-hmm. She didn't necessarily recognize her part in their death, but that it was totally reasonable and acceptable that she was able to go on the beach because she needed to go and get some of her own happiness. Obviously, completely disconnected at that point. But it makes you wonder, is this still how she is today, where this is all still completely acceptable, reasonable, and everyone else is not seeing it from a balanced perspective like she thinks she is?
Yeah, we hear often in some of the reporters who are covering the trial that Lori will, you know, appear tearful at times, but a lot of the times she's smirking, she's smiling, she's laughing. You know, is she in touch at all now with really how serious this is and what's really happening? My guess is that she's still not, that we're still seeing some mental illness manifest. I also thought it was interesting, as the testimony about the bodies has become more evident, that the two children's bodies were handled in such different ways. Mm-hmm. Whereas Tylee was dismembered and burned and, you know, I mean, just incredibly, the body was disrespected.
Yeah.
And then JJ was buried in a much more, what would we say, respectful manner,
yeah,
even though he had a duct tape on his mouth and a bag over his head, mm-hmm, which is horrible. But that there were attempts made to shore up the grave with wood. And I didn't realize until I heard Tammy Daybell's sister Samantha's testimony this week that Chad had been a grave digger for a cemetery.
Yes.
And I thought, well, there's meaning here somehow in the way that the two bodies were treated.
Do you think it was something ritualistic, or was it, let's hide our crime scene as best as we possibly can? And obviously they didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, they didn't do a very good job. And it probably is more about, let's, you know, cover the evidence as best we can. But I'm wondering, was there some real rage at Tylee? Mm-hmm. You know, because to mutilate a body in that way, it's just horrifying, absolutely horrifying.
And now we're seeing, just as a recording of our conversation here, today, they found DNA on the duct tape that was around JJ's mouth where he was asphyxiated. And it was a strand of hair that belongs to Lori. 1 in 72 billion chance, I believe, is what it was looked at as. Having that profile, it makes it, I don't know, even worse. I think for a little while, some of us were starting to think, well, maybe she wasn't physically there at the scene. Maybe it was Alex. Maybe it was Chad. I don't know. I mean, if you use duct tape around the house, I suppose it's likely that maybe that roll of duct tape got her hair on it at a different point in time. But it does now start to put her at the crime scenes as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think with the level of mental illness that we see with her, it's certainly feasible to me that she could have physically been present and participated to some degree. It was also revealed somewhere this week, and I can't remember which person discussed it, but that Alex Cox had a brain injury at age 16. And had never really developmentally progressed in a lot of ways, that he still acted very adolescent and very immature, impulsive. And so when you put all these characters together and the different ways that they had problems, it's really a nightmare, but it's really fascinating at the same time.
It's been a perfect storm of wrong. I know you're not an attorney, but I'd be curious to get your insight. If an attorney came to you, if one of her attorneys came to you and said, how do I keep her in line for the rest of this trial? How do I keep her from, you know, going off and making this far worse than it already is? Because they got to be hearing these things and seeing this evidence going, yeah, this is pretty damning. And the way that she's been acting in court, far fewer outbursts than I expected thus far. But to the smirks, all of that, what do you say with someone that is for all intents and purposes psychotic?
Yeah, I think the best her attorneys can do, which I'm sure is what they're working on, is to keep her quiet and to keep her, you know, as toned down as they can. And she's probably on medication. That's probably a big part of what we're seeing, too.
Is there ever concern with that, with the medication, that could end up being looked at down the road in appeals in some way, shape, or form as, well, our client was, you know, medicated up and couldn't fully participate in their own defense? I mean, granted, if they weren't medicated up, they also probably couldn't participate in their own defense. But I mean, could it be looked at something where that could bite somebody, you know, in the butt at the end? Because that, I don't know, is that an argument? Has it ever been used as an argument when someone's trying to calm someone down like this so they can be presentable to a jury?
You know, I don't know that if that's ever been successfully used. I mean, when it comes to legal maneuvering, I think you can just expect at some point you'll have found cases where just about anything has been used as an argument. But I think in order to prescribe medication, there has to be clinical justification for it. And I'm sure in a case like this, where everything is going to be scrutinized, mm-hmm. that there is justification for whatever is being done medically for her. And I have no inside information, of course, but my guess is that when she has been hospitalized, forensically hospitalized, that she has been put on a regimen of medication and probably still is. So, you know, if they are using medication, they have justification for it. And she certainly doesn't look like she's drooling and over-medicated.
Sure.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
There is much more to come. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates, discussions on the cases, and courtroom audio.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
As we have it for you right here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.